Ladies and gentlemen, this is very hush-hush. Tonight, the secret word is radio, R-A-D-I-O.
Really?
Radio, R-A-D-I-O.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. This is a very special week here at KISL as the station hosts a Transom Traveling Workshop. Transom channels new work and voices to public radio and public media, and you can find out more about the organization at transom.org. Given Catalina's radio history, which goes back to 1903 and Avalon's Space Telegraph Wireless Station, it's very fitting that the workshop be held here. Eight up-and-coming radio producers from all across the country have arrived on the island and at this very moment are gathering for dinner. Kicking off a week-long radio workshop taught by Rob Rosenthal, lead instructor of the Transom Story Workshop. Assisting in the workshop will be David Weinberg, heard regularly on American Public Media's Marketplace program and producer-host of Random Tape, as well as station manager David Marco Markowitz and Jordan Monroe, KISL's Community Outreach Director. The participants will be spreading out across the island this week to conduct interviews with islanders of note and will be presenting their completed interviews on the air Friday evening. If you have a great story to share, you're encouraged to call the station on our Ha Ha Boater line. That's 424-226-2837. So as a special welcome to everyone associated with the Transom Traveling Workshop and with best wishes for a spectacularly successful week, tonight's Rapidly Rotating Records show is all about radio, radio bands, and radio personalities. And here to urge you to turn on your radio and listen in on your hometown is Irving Kaufman.
Oh,
is that easy? Listening to the radio, but his heart was aching so. It seemed the angel took his mammy, and he wondered why he sighed. While his daddy fell asleep, Sammy then did creep to the radio and cried, Mr. Radio Man, tell my mama to come back home. Won't you do what you can? 'Cause I'm so lonely. I've been listening in every day since she went away, but no word from heaven's been heard. Can't the angel hear me pray? When the Sandman is nigh and to Slumberland I must go, I know she hears me sigh over my radio. The reason I'm crying and sighing, I'm all alone. Mr. Radio Man, tell my mama to come back home. Mr. Radio Man, tell my mama to come back home. Won't you do what you can? Oh, I'm so lonely. I've been listening in every day since she went away, but not a word from heaven have I heard. Can the angels hear me pray when the Sandman is nigh and to Slumberland I must go? I know she must hear me sigh over my radio. Oh, and the reason I'm sighing, when I'm crying, I'm all alone. Mr. Radio Man, please tell my mama to come back home.
I want you to imagine a man has just bought a new radio, and he's one of these typical dial twisters who is never satisfied with one program. You hear the news, a dramatic play, the market prices, and London, England. But really, he doesn't care what program he gets. He just loves to turn on the radio, and this is what happens when he turns it on.
This is the National Broadcasting Company. Here is the weather forecast for the mountain tomorrow.
Ici Radio Paris. Voyez écouter maintenant.
Come to my heart, for you know.
Presenting the Moonlight Sonata.
The one, only you beneath the moon and...
It was officially reported this evening that Mr. Neville Chamberlain stated in the House of Commons,
oh, Dora, my darling Dora, you know how much I love you.
Oh, but Francis, it cannot be so.
Oh, but don't you hear the sound of sweet music? Dora, if you would only come with me, the sights that we could see.
5,000 hogs and 3,000 sheep. Some hogs active, others slow. How is your stomach? If you have an acid stomach, why don't you enjoy Teddy White and his Hawaiian singers and players?
Be yakula ta papuenda. Ayahalaka pati yakui a. Payunalaka yahu panukuku yahu ma atafui kita.
Ting a tong namong, ting a 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 namong, sold American. You are now hearing Big Ben from London. Good night, everybody. This is the Templeton Broadcasting System.
Fletcher Henderson and his Connie Zinn Orchestra, credited on the label of that Brunswick 78 as the Savannah Syncopators, and Radio Rhythm from July 17, 1931. Radio Rhythm was written by Nat Leslie, who also brought us Low Down on the Bayou and Blue Rhythm. All three pieces were recorded by Henderson and a band under Irving Mills' management, variously known as the Blue Rhythm Boys, Blue Ribbon Boys, Mills' Blue Rhythm Band, and King Carter and his Royal Orchestra, named after Benny Carter, although he wasn't in the band. Before Radio Rhythm, with what was described as a musical caricature, it was pianist Alec Templeton and Man with New Radio from 1939. Alec Templeton was born in Wales on July 4, 1909 or 1910, and although blind from birth, studied at London's Royal Academy of Music. He came to the U.S. with bandleader Jack Hilton in 1935 and became a naturalized citizen in 1941. He had a successful career as a pianist on radio and TV, and even had his own show called Alec Templeton Time, sponsored by Alka-Seltzer. Alec Templeton was preceded by the world's greatest entertainer, Al Jolson, backed by Isham Jones and his orchestra with Mr. Radio Man. Mr. Radio Man was composed by Cliff Friend, with lyrics by Ira Shuster and Johnny White. That Brunswick recording is from March 14, 1924, a couple of months after Louis James recorded Mr. Radio Man for Victor, on January 22, 1924. We begin this special all-radio edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with Ben Selvin and his Moulin Rouge Orchestra with Irving Kaufman and Turn On Your Radio, from a Vocalion 78 waxed around the end of 1923 or beginning of 1924. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. A number of artists who made records in the 20s were associated so closely with radio that it was part of their label credit on records, and here are a few examples, beginning with the Radio Imps.
Thank you. to miss you, nobody to kiss you. Then what'll you do? What'll you do when you wait around for someone to phone you and nobody phones you? Then what'll you do? What is that I hear you say? You're going, you won't stay. You're going, well, let me say, be on your way. But listen, don't come back, because your place will be taken. And when you're forsaken, then what'll you do?
Thank you.
Colonial Club Orchestra, Bob Herring's pseudonym, with Lay My Head Beneath a Rose from June 11, 1926. The vocal duo was Frank Bessinger and Frank Wright, who were also known as the Radio Franks for their weekly show on WMCA. The pair made a short sound film that same year as the Radio Franks for the DeForest Phonofilm Company. In 1929, Frank Bessinger opened a bar at 70 East 55th Street in New York called Radio Franks. It suffered a fire in early 1944, but reopened a few months later and was open until at least 1949. Sheet music for Lay My Head Beneath a Rose credits G. Falkenstein as composer and W. Madison as lyricist. The G in G. Falkenstein stands for Grant, but darned if I could find a first name for W. Madison. Before the Radio Franks, it was Lou Stone and his band in June of 1935 with Cole Porter's Anything Goes. The vocal trio was Ann Canning, Kay Cavendish, and Joy Worth, who called themselves the Radio 3. Before the Radio 3, it was Vaughn DeLeith, billed as the original Radio Girl and the First Lady of Radio, with What'll You Do, backed by the Piccadilly Players. The Piccadilly Players was under the management of the Paul Whiteman Organization and was led by Melville Morris. The name refers to the Piccadilly Hotel in New York's Times Square, where the band played. The label of that January 13, 1928 Edison record credits the Piccadilly Players and the Radio Girl. What'll You Do was written by Ned Miller and Chester Cohn. We started the segment with Lou Gold and his orchestra with one of the biggest hits of the 1920s, You're the Cream in My Coffee, from the DeSilva, Brown & Henderson show Hold Everything, where it was introduced by Jack Whiting and Ona Munson. We heard it sung by Jerry Macy and Ed Smalley, also known as the Radio Imps. Edwin James Smalley was born November 3, 1887, and worked as accompanist for the Revelers. This is a special radio, all radio, and nothing but radio edition of Rapidly Rotating Records to spotlight the Transom Radio Workshop taking place this week here in Avalon, hosted by KISL. Be sure to tune in on Friday evening to hear the finished products of the participants.
Radio, radio, every night it's the radio. You mark my words, radio will be your downfall.
Just as some artists were closely associated with radio, so too were some bands, again some to the point of their record labels reflecting that. Here are some examples, starting off with the Ben Selvin pseudonym, the Radiolites.
little girl. You're the one girl for me, little girl. You're as sweet as can be. Just a glance at you meant love from the start. And oh, what a thrill came into my heart. Little girl, with your cute little ways, I am yours for the rest of my days. And this great big world will be divine. Little girl, when you're mine, oh mine.
Twice the playing time of the average record at your news dealers next Thursday.
Thank you.
sky above and ask the earth below why I'm so in love and why I love you so. Couldn't tell you though I try, dear, just why, dear, I'm yours. When you went away, you left a glowing spark. Trying to be gay is whistling in the dark. I am only what you make me. Come take me, I'm yours. How happy I would be to beg and borrow or sorrow with you. Even though I knew tomorrow you'd say we were through. If we drift apart, then I'll be lost alone. Though you use my heart just for a stepping stone, how can I help dreaming of you? I love you, I'm yours.
Sugar to tea. Harry Reeser's Radio Band, April 28, 1931, with Frank Luther providing the vocal on When I Take My Sugar to Tea from a hit of the week cardboard record. When I Take My Sugar to Tea was written by Sammy Fain, Irving Cale, and Pierre Norman. Harry Reeser was very prominent on radio, particularly with his Clico Club Eskimos. Before that was another hit of the week record, this time the Sam Lannon Orchestra, credited as the Benrus Radio Orchestra and I'm Yours. By the way, Banneris was a brand of watches and sponsored radio programs. The vocalist on that recording released around Christmas Day of 1930 was Paul Small. I'm Yours was written by Yip Harburg and Johnny Green and was preceded by Fred Rich's Radio Orchestra from yet another Hit of the Week record. Fred Rich was a prolific band leader and was known on radio as Friendly Fred, who had a radio show called Friendly Fred and the Five Friendly Footnotes. I have some of those shows, and I'll play one sometime, but you got Fred Rich's Radio Orchestra and all 4 minutes 48 seconds of Little Girl, recorded in August of 1931. Little Girl was written by Madeline Hyde and Francis Henry. We began this segment of the show with The Radio Lights, a Ben Sullivan pseudonym and a terrific record, How Many Times, from June 18, 1926. The vocalist there was Irving Kaufman once again.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
For this last segment of the show, we're going to go back to some songs having to do with radio.
A darkey's born, but he's no good no how without a song. I got my troubles a mow, but sure as I know the Jordan will roll, I'll get along as a song is strong in my soul. I'll never know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song. Thank you.
We started off the final segment of this special all-radio edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with the new Mayfair Dance Orchestra, directed by Ray Noble, and part one of Pages of Radioland, a medley of the popular tunes Great Day, Same As We Used to Be, Without a Song, and Sunny Days. You heard crooner Al Boley on Without a Song, recorded March 24th, 1931. Next, it was the Bar Harbor Society Orchestra, which had nothing whatsoever to do with Bar Harbor, Maine, but was a pseudonym for Ben Selvin and his orchestra, who were listening on some radio in the summer of 1922. Listening on Some Radio was written by Lewis Hirsch and Dave Stamper. That was followed by Lou Gold and his orchestra from around October 6, 1924, and Radio Lady O' Mine. We heard from the Radio Franks, Frank Bessinger and Frank Wright, earlier in the show, and they had a hand in writing Radio Lady O' Mine, along with Sam Coslow and Bernard Grossman. We heard Al Jolson's rendition at the beginning of the show of Mr. Radio Man, and Irving Kaufman, Vernon Dahlhart, and Margaret Freer also sang it in 1924. But there you heard an instrumental version of Mr. Radio Man performed by Joseph Samuel's orchestra, credited on the label of that Banner 78 as the Lucky Strike Dance Orchestra around February 28, 1924. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I want to wish all the participants in the Transom Radio Workshop a fantastic week, and I encourage you all to tune in on Friday evening to hear the results of their efforts. I'm sure we'll all be very impressed. And I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week for Rapidly Rotating Records. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.